Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahirabbil alamin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. We had begun discussion in regards to the attributes, the qualities of an honest Muslim businessman, and by extension all those in trade, in business, buying, selling, earning a livelihood, be it a businessman, professional, offering some services, all will be included in this riwayat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these guidelines. So among the attributes, the qualities of a honest or a Muslim businessman, said he has honesty, trustworthiness and reliability. And as we mentioned, these are great qualities that were found in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By emulating these qualities of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then he will draw the barakat and the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that was showering upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says that in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this is a beautiful example. And the beauty of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam attracted the rahmat, the barakat, the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But that person will keep this in mind every day when he goes to his business, his practice, that I want to emulate the qualities and the characteristics of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he'll be moving with the same barakat and rahmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So in different riwayat, different narrations, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that the purest earning is that of those businessmen who, when they speak, they do not lie. When they are given a trust, they do not misappropriate. When they promise, they do not go against their word. So there are many virtues mentioned in regards to speaking the truth, returning the trust, keeping one's promise, and great warnings also, grave warnings in regards to speaking lies, misappropriating the trust, and breaking promises. In one riwayat, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions more or less, and we know in this worldly life, a person wants to become the beloved of people. Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayh, when any child was brought to him, then he would make dua for the child. In the same way, when a child was brought to Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu, he would make dua for that newborn child, Allahumma faqihu fi deen wa habibu ila nas. That, oh Allah, make this child a faqih in deen. Faqih refers to a jurist, a person that has understanding. Allah grant this child the deep understanding of deen. Make him an alim, make him a jurist, make him a faqih. وَحَبِّبُهُ إِلَى النَّاسِ, make him beloved to the people. We'll make these two du'as. Umar bin Khattab will make these two du'as for every child. Allah give him the understanding of deen, let him know his deen well. Then every department of deen is well anchored. He knows his deen, he knows how to perform his salah, he knows his taharat, he knows what to say, when to say, how to say. This is faqahat. Person has understanding, deep-rooted understanding of deen, he will make dua for the child. And this is the great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another riwayat, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that person with whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intends any goodness, Allah ta'ala intends goodness for a person, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him the understanding of deen. يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. So Allah ta'ala grants him the understanding of deen. So here also, in this riwayat over here, it becomes, so Allah Ta'ala granting the understanding of deen and make him the beloved of the people. A person can be a great faqih, a great alim, or a very knowledgeable person, but he doesn't know how to come across to people. So his knowledge, the benefit of his knowledge will be confined only to himself. People have no muhabbat for him, they don't take to him, they don't wish to sit in his company. So he'll learn his deen, and he will pass away together with the deen taken to the qabr. Only benefited himself and nobody else. وَحَبِّبُوا إِلَى النَّاسِ, Allah, make him the beloved of the people. Make him the beloved of the people. So people take to his knowledge also. And if he's only the beloved of the people, but doesn't have the knowledge of deen, then people will love him, but he will take them into bid'at, innovations. He doesn't know his deen. But these two go together, understanding of deen and to become the beloved of the people. So in the same way, becoming the beloved of people, that you want people to love us. So Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam mentioned in another riwayat that if any person would like to love Allah and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Oh, that he would prefer and he would love and he would like that Allah loves him. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam loves him also. That he earns the love of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. And he earns the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One is he becomes an ashiq Rasul. That he loves Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But here Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that Allah will love you and I will also love you. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned more or less that when you speak, speak the truth. When you speak, speak the truth. Don't speak the lie. As much as now you want to get your way out, whatever position you may be in life, you put in a corner, but then too I will speak the truth, knowing my Allah will love me at that moment. So he speaks the truth. And together with that, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that when he's entrusted, returns the trust, he does not misappropriate the trust. As much as he may be in need, but he will not touch it. Even in the Makki period of the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the mushrikeen of Makkatul Mukarrama, the idolaters, even they would leave their trust by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam because they trusted him completely. So in the same way, the person now has this trust within his life, doesn't misappropriate the trust, he speaks the truth. And the third thing Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, that he's good to his neighbors. Is good to his neighbors, as we mentioned before, being good to someone does not mean in the hadith that he is good to me, so I am good to him. It means that you are good to him even though he is not treating you well. Then too you show him the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And very commonly nowadays we find when it comes to be good to neighbors, there's always problem with parking. That he won't allow me to park in that space, but he will park in my space. Then to show him good akhlaq. Then to show good akhlaq on that just one move, as we mentioned yesterday, we don't know which amal of mine, which condition of mine conforms with the characteristic and the amal of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that becomes my ticket to my jannat. I could have many other flaws, but just this I will work on it. That will make me the beloved of Allah. And how beautiful ulama explain that the rose is beloved to everyone. The rose, every person loves a rose. When he goes to purchase a rose, under the rose there are thorns. And he might get pricked also, he'll bleed. But he won't throw the rose away. He still purchase the rose. He will buy it, he'll pay the full price, he will take it home. He will give it to the wife. She will get happy looking at it. She also might get poked or pricked because of the thorn. But she'll look for the most beautiful vase in the house. She'll fill it with coal and cool water. She'll put the rose in there. So understand that rose with the thorn also was purchased together with the price of the rose. It fetched the price of the rose also, the thorn. Now the thorn also will enjoy the respect of the house, the wife and people around it. It will also enjoy the cool water and the beautiful vase. Although it's just so beautiful. But just attached itself and he said under the rose. So ulama say in the same way, that beautiful rose, subhanallah, is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we just become the stones. With all our flaws and all our miscomings and shortcomings, we just become the thorn attached to that rose. And the price, subhanallah, Allah sends durood upon Nabi alayhi salam. Allah sends durood, salawat. So we'll enjoy that rahmat also. Because we're just trying to emulate one sunnat, one characteristic, attribute, quality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So they say when a person becomes the beloved of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then whatever thorns may be in his life, Allah removes it. Allah will remove it because you become my rose. How I love Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he was that rose. So you have become also emulating Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you've also become my beloved. And because you are my beloved, all of the thorns in your life, I will remove it and I will also make you a rose in the eyes of the people. But just one quality we have to work on. Whether I have the shortcoming of speaking lies or misappropriating trust, or whether it comes to breaking promises and different qualities, just got to work on one. Person just starts a journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah with his power of pull, and Allah will pull a person, then no dunya can pull him back. It is going to make the need for the day, that today I will not speak a lie. Today I will not break the trust. That today whatever promise I make, I will come through with it. A person went down in life also, he promised people I will pay them. And people know that he can't pay back right now. But the right thing is that I made the promise to pay, phone those creditors and tell them, you will get your money. Their trust will be rebuilt. Not they know I will pay them, but phone them back. And tell them every month also, Allah is seeing you making that effort. You are making the effort that you want to become Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah will remove all the thorns and Allah will make you a beautiful rose. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal, inshaAllah. SubhanAllah.